This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
The era of human labor is nearly over. And once that happens, well, the corporations and the globalists that run them really have no use for human beings. This is especially true once they grant voting rights to the robots. You might be laughing, thinking, what? That's crazy. Not to the globalists, it isn't. What they're going to do is, in the same way they now have human rights, they're going to have AI rights, and they're going to declare AI to be consciousness, to have, you know, quote, human rights. And then it won't be long before the AI systems are granted voting rights. And once they have voting rights, of course, the Democrats have no more need for migrants. They have no need for illegal aliens. They have no need for the inner city populations. You see, the only reason that Democrats want people to be alive right now is because those people vote Democrat. And once that era is over, it's history. You're in the post-human era. And the labor that humans currently provide is on the cusp of being replaced with robotic labor, automation systems. Think about all the labor that you are aware of, a lot of it in agriculture, picking food, planting food. You know, there's labor in driving trucks. There's labor in waste management, sweeping floors, emptying trash cans. There's labor in manufacturing, in construction, on and on. Well, all that labor is about to be replaced. And so humans are about to become obsolete. Now, when that happens, it's a big trigger for the mass extermination attempt of most of humanity. Now, I've covered this in detail in a Counterthink episode. You can see it at counterthink.com. It aired November 18th of 2018. And that episode, I think, is called The Globalist Plan to Exterminate Humanity, and then in parentheses, to save humanity. In other words, the globalists want to save themselves. They want to save the top 10% of humanity because they think they're the elitists. You know, they think they are the superior race. That's the way they see themselves. Very Third Reichian, if you can say such a thing. But they have no qualms about eliminating what they see as the lower 90% of human riffraff, the 90% of what they call useless eaters, the voters, the consumers, the polluters. This is how they see them. And so 100 years ago, governments wanted to create more people. They wanted people to have big families and colonize more land and run more factories, produce more economic output that could be partially confiscated by the governments. They ran tax farms. Human beings were the labor source. There was no such thing as robotic labor 100 years ago. And of course, you had the industrial age, though, that came along and provided motors and engines. And that was a labor multiplier. Today, you've got tractors, for example. And you've got the ability to produce a huge amount of food using a very small amount of human labor. So you have multiplication effects of human labor due to technology, but you still don't have, until now, a replacement for human labor. And it's only now, I mean now, like looking ahead the next 5, 10, 20 years, this is a very short moment in human history, only now do you have robotic systems that are able to do things like work in Amazon warehouses and pack boxes and pick products off the shelves and use vision systems to recognize what they're doing and have fine motor control and grappling fingers and hands, you know, muscle type of systems. That's only now. And with that, you're going to see so many human labor jobs wiped out. And as that happens, the utility of human labor will also vanish. Now, as I talked about in my Counterthink episode, the simplest way for the globalists to eliminate 90% of the population is through a biological weapon system that gets accidentally on purpose released in an airport somewhere And all of a sudden, you've got a viral strain spreading like wildfire, ripping through humanity, killing people left and right. It will tend to kill people in third world countries where they don't have as much advanced medicine. It will also tend to kill people who have suppressed immune systems, which is, of course, everybody who's been taking a flu shot, everybody who relies on Western medicine, people who don't have good nutrition, and people who engage in risky lifestyle behaviors that expose them to viral strains. Yeah, that too. Those are the people who will tend to die from the pandemic that is accidentally on purpose released. And this bioengineered virus can also be tweaked, by the way, to target certain races. So they can, if they want to, they can target people for being black. They could target people for being South American. They can target people for being white if they want. So this is a race-specific bioweapon that could be released, depending on who's releasing it and what their goals are. And as this happens, you're going to see humanity die off, but the globalists will be applauding this, saying, oh, we're finally saving the planet. Look, carbon dioxide emissions have gone down. Oh, it's because nobody's alive anymore to run the engines. Oh, look. Look, pollution levels are down. Oh, it's because people aren't alive anymore to pollute. Look, forests are taking over again. Reforestation is on the march. Well, that's because there's nobody left alive to cut them down. So you see, reduced population is what the globalists want, which means that you don't figure into their future unless you are working for the globalists. Now, if you're working for the globalists, you have temporary utility. They want you to live long enough to achieve their aims. They need to overthrow America. They need to have a globalist union, a United Nations military to take over Western Europe and to take over the whole world, really, Russia, America, even China. And they don't care who they have to kill or destroy in the process of doing that, but they just want a bunch of obedient puppets who will go along with them and help overrun America. That's why Democrats are given protection by the globalists today, because Democrats are working in the interest of destroying humanity. They hate life, right? They are anti-life. They love abortions, and they love murdering white people, and they love overrunning and destroying America and so on. So the Democrats' goals are temporarily aligned with the globalist goals, but that's only temporary. And as soon as the globalist goals are achieved, the Democrats will find themselves on the chopping block as well. They'll be in the crosshairs, because the globalists don't need Democrats either. They don't need anybody except themselves and a world full of robots. And those of you who say, well, what about all the money they're making from taxing the productivity of the people? Why would they want to give that up? In case you haven't noticed, they can print money anytime they want. They don't need your labor to make their money. The banking system and the global debt system and the central bank system is completely dissociated from reality. They don't need your labor for them to get wealthy. In fact, if they have robots replacing your labor, they don't have to pay the robots minimum wage. They don't have to pay the robots the entitlements that they currently owe humans. And robots don't get sick. And robots don't start revolutions, by the way, to try to overthrow governments, do they? And if they give robots voting rights, as I mentioned earlier, then they can be sure that the globalists will always be reelected by the robots, because they program the freaking robots. So that's the future. That's the future. Mark my words, that's what's coming. Yeah, read naturalnews.com for more information about what's coming. And of course, listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. or healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.